The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education on this platform. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Haruna Kibira is in the house with me. I will be right back. An explosive session is going to be, you will definitely enjoy it. But we have to say a very big thank you to our partners that keep this program running. And in case you are there too, we are available for you to support. I will be right back.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker-friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8 Bagada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website, www.universalinsurancepLC.com. Universal Insurance PLC, our word is our bond.
Welcome back. Please help me or join me in welcoming Haruna Kibira. He's the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Global View Capital Limited is a trading license holder of the NGX. Haruna, you're welcome. Okay, let's quickly look at some of the information that hit the market in the course of last week. Access Bank to raise $50 million via issuance of green senior unsecured notes. The bank has concluded the sale of a $50 million step-up green notes due in 2027 and its $1.5 billion global medium-term note program through a private placement. I don't know, in just one word, what is green notes? What do I stand to gain investing in it?
Let me first of all describe a note.
In just one
word. No, a note is a kind of a legal document that an issuer used to borrow money from the holder. It has a similitude with a bond and debenture, but only that its tenure is between two and 10 years. Green note now means that you acquired the money to be put into a project that are environmental friendly. That is, you are not going to get a plant that will emit carbon that may be injurious to the ozone layer.
Okay, Haruna, what do I stand investing in it?
It's the coupon. It's the coupon that you are going to get.
Is it more attractive than me buying Access stocks?
If you even look at what it is, this is private placement. That means you need to have that muscles to be able to. The denomination will be higher than buying an asset stock.
Knowing what such investments will do to the earnings from such institutions, we know it will improve their earnings, but it will also give credence and preference to investors in this. Will this not increase the bank's obligation in that regard and reduce what might accrue to those of us who are ordinary investors?
No, it definitely will increase the obligation because the coupons are necessarily written off on the income statement. But the fact is that giving out dividend is a management policy, board policy. So if they can make 20 naira, decide to give you 10 kobo. So it now depends on what is the policy. Are they paying 20%, 30%, or 40%? But if you look at it, what assets has actually been doing, and that is when we go into the financial, we discover that why they will be the biggest in turnover, but at the end of the day, that their earning per share will be lower because of the associated costs in all these things that they are doing. I think it's a stock of this.
But we will soon see that the earning per share of Access is not lower. We'll talk about that when we soon get there. So which suggests that the bank is actually making judicious use of all they get to raise as loan. We'll come to that very shortly. In the same vein, MTN Nigeria is raising 127 billion naira through commercial paper. The issuance comprises of two tenors, a 184-day series 1 issuance priced at 7.50% yield, and a 254-day series 2 issuance priced at an 8.50% yield. Two tenors, different yield. Why the difference?
Time value of money and risk. You know, the riskier, the higher the
so
the
when you if you are leaving your money to run longer
for longer,
you
than
get
of course
you are, a better
there,
yield.
There should be
a
risk premium.
So what would you advise investors in MTN seeing this?
You see, what I've discovered about MTN, they have actually been proficient in whatever they are doing. And in their last senior unsecured bond, they were given a rating of AAA, so which means that they have the ability of paying back.
Why wouldn't they have the ability to pay back when all of us in the studio now, today, we have patronized them one way or the other? Somebody did say that what they said is here. We'll talk about that later. Airtel Africa PLC gets CBN's approval for payment service bank. Earlier, the one for MTN was announced. License allows Airtel Mobile Commerce Nigeria Limited to create an agency network that can service the customers of licensed Nigerian banks, payment service banks, and licensed mobile money operators. Now, can these telecom companies operate without the regular commercial banks?
They may not be able to, because even at the end of the day, when they have excess deposit, they take it to deposit money banks for it. They all have a bank account with deposit money banks.
Okay, what is this, their payment bank thing? What is it all about?
I think what actually the federal government is looking at is to deepen financial inclusion. What they are supposed to do is to go to the rural area by involving people through kiosks and POS. They are also allowed to give deposits.
Let me ask you this technical question. What Airtel, everything virtually that Airtel is doing, MTN is also doing. These two are listed on the NGX. As an advice, of course, you're an advisor. Can you bear your mind on the preferred?
Based on the PSB they are doing.
All their operations.
I think what
their price, the performance,
structure. The performance, you can see that Airtel is highly priced than MTN. Why? Because Airtel is listed at the dollar price. Then you can see that MTN share is listed at 2 kobo per share, which means that if you aggregate it, it can actually be bigger than the price of Airtel.
In other words, which one do I pick? Let us assume that I have small money and I intend to invest MTN, Airtel.
What I would just say that you divide the money to two.
What percentage?
Put 50% in Airtel, 50% in MTN.
Why? Because I need to share my risk?
Yes, diversification. Because they may not grow at the same tandem, on the same rate. If MTN is growing by 50% and Airtel is growing by 40%, you are better off.
Don't you think that for me, a small investor, I really do not have much money, that I will get more investing in MTN that is denominated in Naira than Airtel?
A growth of 900 to 1,000 or to 1,100 in Airtel could be bigger than the growth from 200 to 212 from MTN. So to diversify your earnings and even your risk, share the money to put some in MTN, put some in Airtel.
Aruna has not satisfied me, okay, but we really do not have time. Now we go straight to the uncommon analysis. Yes, it is common. You could actually do it on your own, but it is uncommon in the media. Aruna, P/E ratio will tell us whether some of these equities are overpriced or not, but we are not yet there. We come to earning per share. In earning per share, of course, it will relate. Earning per share is the relationship between the outstanding number of shares of a company and the profit after tax. In other words, to be stated in a layman language, it states that if the current profit after tax should be shared
between all the shareholders,
how much that
becomes to one unit.
Someone that has one unit of stock in that company will go home with. Okay? Now, in Acts, in the earning per share, Zenith led others at 1 naira 85 kobo, which suggests that at a price of 24 naira 50 kobo, first quarter earnings is 1 naira 85 kobo. How this price will make meaning to you is that you can analyze, right?
Yeah.
This earning per share. How do you analyze? Just multiply 1 naira 84 kobo by 4. And so when you analyze, what you get will tell you that most probably, if they are able to sustain this, what you stand to get. Let us now look at it. 1 naira 85 kobo times 4. If we analyze it, it might come to 7 naira 40 kobo. It does not necessarily mean that it will always be so. It might be higher, it might be lower. But this is already a projection. An equity investment must be based on a projection. You don't just buy based on the past. You should be able to project. That is your forecast. All right? That is when you will now say the current price of 24 naira that I'm buying now is okay or not. True or false?
It's true, it's true.
Okay.
It's true.
So for Access Bank, it's 1 naira 61 kobo. Just analyze it. 1 naira 64 kobo times 4. It gives you 6 naira 56 kobo. So if a stock is selling today at 9 naira 70 kobo.
And they will do 6 naira.
So now, before we even get to PE ratio, you should have started saying the equity that is cheap and the equity that is not cheap. And then you look at the table down. You will see Ecobank at 1 naira 56 kobo, GTCO at 1 naira 47 kobo, UBA 1 naira 21 kobo, Fidelity 33 kobo, FCMB 26 kobo, Wema Bank 22 kobo, Union 19 kobo, and Sterling 12 kobo. Okay, we are moving fast because we really don't have so much time. We come to the PE ratio and the earnings yield. This is where we stay a little bit, all right? PE ratio, Aruna, as at, see, we need to analyze the PE ratio because this is as at first quarter. You get the point?
Yeah.
So to analyze the PE ratio as at the first quarter, you will need to divide by what?
By 4.
By 4. Oh, that is why I said what we are doing here is not common. This is not just informing you. We are not just doling out the same set of information that stock the NGS. This is processed information, and we are also teaching you how to make use of the information. It is not coming on air. The Asia index of the NGS moved up 5%. What does it mean?
Which is available in any media.
Not just flashing something, growth of, what does it mean? Okay, please, all this would also be available on our website, stocksng.com. STOCKS, N as in Nigeria, G as in greatness, as in God. Okay, so now, here, three equities or four actually become attractive. Number one is Access. Number two is UBA. Number three is Ecobank. Number four is Fidelity.
They all are like from between 1 and 3, they are all over 10%, which automatically make my portfolio if you are going to. And mind you, this is about quarter one. We have, like you said, this is the quarter one. You need to even analyze this and see how it will go at the end of the day. But it just shows clearly that at 9 naira 70 kobo, Access is undervalued, underpriced.
We've got to go. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. And I will say more thank you to you if you go on those other channels, our YouTube, our website, StocksNG, to look at this. I want to say a very big thank you to you, Aruna,
for
being there always. And to my team, you are the best. We've got to go. Until next week, when I shall be returning again. Until then, I remain your sincerely in wealth creation, accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Ogbabolujo. God bless you.